Mississippi's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, a place where we try to help all of you entrepreneurs to help the other entrepreneurs. And so that's what we are here for. And and my trusty engineer, Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed's the guy that makes everything work. Ed, how you doing today?
Doing fine, Mr. Gene.
All right, well, glad to have you. But for the rest of you, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play. And Ed, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
I don't know how I know, but I... that my life will be great. Gotta find my purpose before it's too late.
Okay. If you have a purpose, some people have a purpose to find employment, some people have a purpose to become entrepreneurs, and so whatever that purpose is, this is for entrepreneurs, and if you're one of those types of people, then you are more than welcome to add your comments or call in and share some information with us. Just in case you are not aware, our phone number is 727-441-3000. Unfortunately, you can't see all of it, but it's on my left-hand side. But 727-441-3000. You're more than welcome to call, ask a question, give some comments, and go from there. However, we have a guest that just popped in. His name is Dennis
Evans.
And before we go any further, since you're here and anybody can see you, tell us who you are and a little bit about your background, and we'll go from there.
Mm-hmm. How you doing, okay. Eugene? My name is Dennis Evans. Thank you for having me on your show. So, the past couple of weeks, I've been working with Angel Santiago on humanitarian projects, and people might know of him here in the area. I have an idea, and my idea is based upon some of the trials and tribulations that I've been through in life.
Okay.
And I want to use some of that experience to come out here and help others. And what I want to do is primarily I've done a lot of things in my life, but something that I've done that I think I can help people with is going through addictions and struggles and some life skills and things like that that they've encountered. And it's a big deal right now. This country has a big problem. I feel like the problem's being addressed in the same mannerism it's almost like a cookie cutter they have for helping people with drug addictions, alcohol addictions, okay. and things like that. I want to incorporate new technology into it. I want to use frequencies. I want to use acupuncture. I want to use holistic medicines, holistic nutritional life skills, things like that. As the future is evolving and we're supposed to be going from the third dimension to the fifth dimension, and people are going to find that they're going to start doing more of what they want to do or what they like to do instead of what they're forced to do.
Let me just back up now. So you have an idea of helping who?
Helping the addicted. Ones that have drug and alcohol problems.
Okay, look at the camera.
And depression. Things like that.
I want everybody to see you as well.
Yeah. Okay, okay. But, yeah, I forgot we were on camera.
But this show is about entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. And so you have an idea to start a business or start something like that.
Correct.
And let me just ask you two questions. In one sense, I don't know you, so tell us who you are and what have you done in the past.
Okay. Well, my name is Dennis Evans. I'm from St. Mary's County, Maryland, Southern Maryland. I was born and bred up there. All my family's in business up there for years and years. They run very successful businesses that have a really good reputation, things like that. So I was born into the business lifestyle.
Okay.
Now, through my lifetime, I learned heating and air conditioning by trade. I was in the Steam Fitters Union at Washington, D.C., Local 602. But at the same time, I always had businesses of my own. I had a lot of rental properties, commercial and residential. I had as many as 16 at one time. I had a packaging and shipping store at one time. It was a pack mail franchise. I've done some catering on my own, and I've done some heating and air conditioning, of course, on my own, things like that.
How many years would you say that you've been doing what you've been doing?
I've been into the actual heating and air conditioning trade for 35 years.
Okay.
35 years, yeah. But I always had the ambition to go out and do things on my own, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's where, with the real estate and the packaging and shipping store and the catering and different things, I know that there are none related to heating and air conditioning. But when you have an entrepreneur mind, you have a lot of ideas and you want to put them into action. And, there's been some other little things along the ways. And plus what you help your friends do through life and what they get involved with, and you're kind of a part of it, whether you're supplying a service to them or a help to them or anything, you end up getting involved in what they're doing too. So you get to learn a lot of life skills and things like that. And so during this time, I got into a really serious car accident coming home from the union one time running a job, and I broke 17 bones in my body. Mm-hmm. I became addicted to pain medication and alcohol, thinking less of myself, and got depressed and things like that. And before that, I had encounters with a rowdy lifestyle. And so if you want to know what I had the most experience in, we're looking at 40 years of that.
Good. I want... Okay, 40 years is fine. What matters is whatever you want to do next. So right now you have an idea of doing something next that you think could help out a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's always good to know where did you come from in order to look at where are you now and where do you want to go tomorrow next.
I've always had the mindset that I can do anything I put my mind to, and I have done it. And so now I have been pondering on this idea for the past couple of years, because I know humanitarian projects are going to be a big deal soon, whether y'all have heard about it or not. If you think you know about humanitarian projects before, you're going to start hearing it a lot more. My idea is to incorporate new technologies and new processes into helping people recover.
Okay.
And make so that we can get the recidivism rate down and get more success out of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's your big idea, and that's what you'd like to do, and the purpose of the show is entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. So it doesn't matter whether you're a multi-billionaire or whether you're just starting with an idea, but the purpose of the show is so that I'm just going to say that we're all participating by adding something to the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put it that way. And so it just so happened that I think you picked a good night possibly to step in, because tonight's show is about how entrepreneurs can help entrepreneurs. I got a whole list over here. but we're going to take a short break and then come back to that break. But I'm going to offer some ideas, but I also want you to offer some ideas as you come along.
Excellent.
Anyway, so stay tuned. So we'll be right back.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. Sunday morning ever, and Sunday pass on by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know that well I won't. Working for a living. Working for a living. Working for a living. A lot of you out there are working for a living, but for those of you that are entrepreneurs, it involves work also. And if it's yours, it's going to be you working for a living in order to bring your business or your idea to fruition. Anyways, I'm here tonight with a walk-in guest, a special guest, Mr. David.
Dennis,
I'm sorry. Look at my own writing here.
That's fine. Dennis. I've been called worse.
Look, I won't call you any names. But tonight's topic is for all of you that have ideas on possibly starting the business, thinking about starting the business, you have the idea, but how can entrepreneurs help other entrepreneurs? And so I'm going to give you some ideas in terms of ways that I think entrepreneurs can help other entrepreneurs. And Dennis, if you got any ways that you think that you can help, feel free to bring those up, because I got a whole bunch of them.
Yes, sir. Bring it on.
Or comment on the ones that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Let's assume that you're an entrepreneur and you start to put together your business. And so one way you can begin to grow your business or become known is to join an entrepreneur's group. They're everywhere in your community, probably the small business or what do you call that, small business development centers. They're in every city pretty much. And you can go join a group in your city, which will allow you to tell people who you are, what your idea is, what your business is. And that's one way that the other entrepreneurs will help you if you're beginning. But if you have some experience, then I'm pretty sure whatever you have to offer can help somebody else who's thinking about getting started, because you're already ahead of them as well.
Correct.
So anyway, so if you can think of anything else related to that, let me know, and let the audience know, let me know. But that's one way that you as an entrepreneur can help somebody else, and you beginning can start to help yourself by getting in front of people so that you can tell them who you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do know this. I know that my brother, when he was starting his drywall business at first, that he had that draw business plan up, and there's some grants available to people out there and things like mm-hmm. that. I don't really have that information in front of me. But I can just tell you that this is something that you can go to Google or whatever, or in your county. Every county has a business developmental plan and things like mm-hmm. that things that they offer to new people coming along. There's a lot of grants out there for people and a lot of money available to people out there that want to do such things. Now they're going to make you qualify for certain things. They're going to want like a business plan mm-hmm. and things like that. So you're not just going to go out there and say, hey, I want $500 so I can go buy a pickup truck and start delivering flyers or what have you. It's not going to quite work that easy, but you can come up with a plan.
But you learn by your experience.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So if you're thinking about it, a lot of people think that's the way it goes, mm-hmm. but they'll find out as they go.
Correct.
I would think.
Yes. I do know that they're out there, and there's a lot of help for people. People get so down, Eugene. They think like, oh, my God, nobody, my Uncle Harry won't loan me the $1,000 to get started, or I don't have that money, my credit's no good, what have you. But there is things out there. There's always an answer to everything. You just have to find it.
That's a great thought, because as an entrepreneur, if you've never been one before, there's no way you can know what it's like to be one. But you won't really become one without making a bunch of mistakes, so get ready to make a bunch of mistakes. Without the mistakes, you don't benefit. All the growth comes in the mistakes. And so the best to get started based on whatever you think starting is, and use that as the base, because you grow from there. Because nobody goes into business without an idea.
Correct. And it helps to have some experience at what you're doing. A fella told me one time, he said, if you want to open up a pizza shop, you don't go down and ask the appliance repairman how to open a pizza shop, or if there's any money to be made in pizza business.
Well, I'm just going to suggest, if you do that, it's okay. And the reason it's okay is because you don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. However, in order to get the practice of getting in front of strangers and other people, just get started. Mm-hmm. Because there's no right way until you've gotten started and you're willing to take direction once you know you've messed up a number of times. I mean, but just something to think about, because I'm still messing up in one sense. You know, I got a business, but I'm still learning.
You know, while I was coming along, there wasn't all this internet technology stuff and all these YouTube videos and things like that. So I didn't have nothing to look at and get inspiration from, but there's so much available out here now, and so much things to build people's confidence up and what have you.
Well, that's good to know. But that's your comment to help somebody else, which is what the show is all about. Mm-hmm. Another thing that you can do is to start a meetup group in your city. What that means is that you have an idea, you have a business, Maybe you're legit, maybe not. Maybe you're still, you're talking about the idea. But you could start a meetup group right in your town or community. What that involves is going to people that you already know and telling them that you're going to have a meeting regarding your business, and you want to hear about theirs, and just you be the guy that starts it or the female that starts it. And it starts with one, and it grows from there, which means it starts with you. But there are meetup groups going on in your town. Some have two people, some have 20 people in them, maybe, or 30 or 40, but it's a place where you become visible. And the more you give out your idea, then the more people know it, and they can begin to think about you and who else they might know that may be able to help you along the way. But that's how it works. It works with people talking to people. And so that's my experience. I'll put it that way, because if you know what I'm trying to do, I don't know if you know what's next, but you may know somebody else that might know what's next. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking for jobs, we call that networking. But on the entrepreneur side, it's still networking. But you, as the person with the idea, you can start a group with just the people you know in order to tell them you decided to go into business or you're thinking about going into business, and just hearing their thoughts mm-hmm. and sharing yours. Mm-hmm. Because everyone is going to have a different thought, which benefits you if you are the type of person that wants to hear the other people's thoughts.
Right.
Anyway, so think about that.
So what I'm sitting here thinking, so like me, I was involved in heating and air conditioning, so it was beneficial to me to have a nice network of builders and people, you know, like, let's say apartment complexes or motels or whatever for service work, you know, to go out and mm-hmm. fix and repair them. And these are the people that you actually surround yourself with, and you'll find that you have similar interests because they are ambitious and they're outgoing, and you see the things that they're doing, the advertising they're doing, the logos that they're presenting, how they're presenting themselves to the customer, where their retail shop space is at, what have you. And they're going to give you ideas of what you can do to grow it. So it is very beneficial to be involved with people and to have them as friends.
And the other thing that you said, I'm just going to piggyback off of that, it's very important to begin to recognize the type of person that you are. And what I mean by that, you can't make anybody tell you anything. It's all going to be a choice. And it's very important for you to become knowledgeable of the people that are around you that are offering you free advice, free information, and their contacts. Because if they're offering their contacts, then their credibility is on the line. And you can't make them do that. Anyway, so I'd like to just have you think about that, because in order to grow your business, it's going to be grown by the people that you're around and how they go spread the word about your business. So to become aware of people offering you things because they want you to know, okay, instead of not accepting new information, especially if you're starting, but even if you've been in the business for 5 years, all the world leaders want to know something next from somebody else. Anyway, so it's very important to understand, how do you get from the idea to having your business? Because everything starts with the idea, but you can't do it alone. But the technology is not going to do it for you either.
Yeah, what I noticed, Eugene, is that, like, for me, what I did in different situations, being in a couple different businesses, is even though I might have been working for a company or a corporation, in the evening time, I would come home and do a little bit of it on myself. You know, it might be for your aunt, your uncle, your neighbor, mm-hmm. or what have you. And, you know, you might go out there and you might only do one job a week for them, you know, make an extra $50, $100, whatever it is, $1,000, you know, it's sky's the limit. But either way, you go out there and you do that little bit, and next thing you know, that one person is going to tell somebody, oh, you know, when I need my air conditioner fixed, I can go call Dennis. He came over and fixed mine. Maybe he's got time to do yours. Next thing you know, now you got two people thinking of you when mm-hmm. they need something done.
Okay, we're going to take time for a short break so you hear a little bit from our sponsor. But you listen to myself and Dennis talking about entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs, and we'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. You're on the move. Once you decide to get going, you cannot stop. I'm going to tell you right now, as an entrepreneur, you may want to stop several times, but the bottom line is you cannot stop because it's yours. It's your ideas, your thoughts, and that's where we go from there. I'm here with my special guest, Mr. Dennis, and what we're doing is we're talking about ways entrepreneurs can help entrepreneurs, because that's what the show is all about. So it doesn't matter whether you have an idea and you haven't started yet, or the multi-billionaire or millionaire could be on the phone or sitting right here, and the purpose is so we can share our thoughts and help all of you out there, because we're all still growing. I know I am. But anyway, so Dennis, what do you think of the thoughts so far?
Well, I think that there's a lot of things people incorporate. So I already spoke about that it's a good idea to have a business plan or a business model drawn up, an idea, and what you know, your ideas of how you can make this work, or you've also expressed getting affiliated with different types of people that can help your business and help your business grow. So we discussed that. I was also thinking of maybe a lot of ethnicities will stick together. I know the Latino group, the Latino people, they stick together. They like doing business with people. You know, it used to be when you came to America, you did the Italians. You know, that's what the Knights of Columbus and these different mm-hmm. organizations are about. You know, they help people grow. I'm just thinking, you know, like Rotary Clubs or you know, different ones. I think we know where I'm going with this. American Legion, whatever it may be.
If you know of those things.
That's correct. And they will help you, and they will do business with it when you're a part of that group or what have you. They like to do business with their kind, you know. And birds of a feather stick together, I guess you could say.
If they know what it is you have on your mind. But if we don't know what you have on your mind, there's no way we can know how to help you get started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, you know, and advertising, I mean, I know there's a lot of cheap ways to advertise. You know, people think, well, just TV and radio. You know, like my uncle at home, he owns Bus Stop Shelters. He offers cheap service you could advertise on some of them things. Anywhere that you see, like, a billboard or different things, you know, Brian Cashclaws, he's got the coupon book, different things. But put your name out there, your phone number, your email address, you know, anywhere you can get it. I know that, you know, another thing people got to think about is regulations and zoning and things like that because of, like, where they want to put their signs, where they want to put their shop and things like that. But let me tell you something. It helps to learn some law when it comes to that because we a lot of times we get ourselves trapped into too much government there. The application will get you in trouble.
Well, I'm laughing because it's not going to happen overnight.
That's right.
That's number one. Number two is without having people around you with different levels of knowledge, you won't know how much you've got to put in just to get your idea across and get it going. And so it doesn't really matter where you're starting as long as you're starting. But the different people are going to tell you lots of things that you may not have thought of yet because you haven't gotten that far down the road. So but you're going to be hearing a lot from people. And the only thing I'm going to suggest that you owe them is a thank you. Because they didn't have to share what they know with you.
You know, Gene, I think a lot of people are scared. They're scared to make that step. They're scared to leave a business that or a company they've been working for 10, 15, 20 years and go out here on their own. They're scared. And I'll tell you one thing. There's no bigger enjoyment than that, being an entrepreneur and out here doing things for yourself. You get so much gratitude out of it, so much good feeling. And plus, it gives you drive because it's yours and you're excited about it.
After you make that first step.
That's correct.
It's okay to have the fear. That's how you conquer fear, is knowing that you haven't done it before. The worst thing you can do is to act like you have done it before. And you're not open to letting us help you because at some point you're going to be sharing your knowledge with someone else that's trying to get started as well. So the process itself is very important to understand that you have the idea that hopefully came from you, but all you have is the idea. To bring it to life and make it work, there's a whole bunch of other things that you've got to learn along the way, and it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not even going to happen if you got help, because you may have the idea, but you still need the help in order to bring it out. So, which leads to understanding teamwork and connections. And the same way you might have an idea with a person next to you or across the street, or your brothers or cousins, we all come up with ideas and thoughts. That's what humans do.
That's what family runs, family businesses, a lot of family businesses in America and around the world. And, you know, when that family works together, they get it done. You know, my uncle, him and his wife, they work together, tandem, and they work so well together. And that's one thing that I know would definitely help is to have, whether it be your wife, your brother, sister, or even all your family, you know, more the merrier, the way I look at it.
Yeah. Right, the more, a good statement again, the more the merrier. You're not going to do this alone. The idea you may have come up with alone, but you're not going to do it alone. It involves working with an awful lot of people, including out on the web. You can't make anybody go from there unless you're there and they choose to go help you or pass the word. Very important to understand connections. But as a business person or as an entrepreneur, you're only, I'm going to give you my opinion, you're the one with the thought and the idea. The other is going to require you help to bring that idea to fruition. So you're the one with the idea, but it's yours. It's your business. It's your project. It can't work without you, but it also cannot work without others helping you and other tools, because you can't make anybody go do anything. It's all going to be a choice. But anyway, so I'm passing out words and things like that in order to help those of you entrepreneurs, because I'm an entrepreneur and I'm just sharing the limited knowledge that I have, because I know there's just so many more of you out there that have so much more, and I'm always open to hear it. Always.
That's what I was hoping to do with Eugene is anybody that is familiar out there that is familiar with technology and frequency or holistic medicines, if they could reach out, that would be really nice. That's some of the things that I need to gather some information on and get some resources with. And when you're talking about networking, that's what you do. You find out who's got these products and services to offer, and then you reach out to them.
How far along are you with your thought or idea? Because if you have gotten started,
well,
beginning, how can people contact you, find you?
Okay, well, they can always email me, and that is my name, Dennis Evans. That's Dennis Evans, Evans, 9824@gmail.com. So that's one way, of course. And, I have no problem giving out my phone number. My phone number is 240-496-1125. And I would just like serious inquiries only. If you're really serious about the new technologies that are coming along, I know there's a large group of people out there as far as healing with frequencies and holistic medicines, acupuncture, things like that, please reach out and show me, because I think there's a lot of people out here that need us right now, and the old guard is falling to the wayside with the war against big pharma and big tech, and there's going to be a whole new class of people out here doing things differently.
Okay. Now, something else that I just thought of on my list, because I got a long list, we're not going to get through all of it. But as an entrepreneur, whether you're beginning or off your step, and you got a couple of years behind you, something like that, but you could share services with other entrepreneurs. In other words, share your knowledge with someone else that may need your knowledge, or just share your knowledge in order to work along with someone else who's either ahead of you, or you're working along with someone else that you're bringing along. But it's important that you share with everyone what it is that you're trying to do or you envision doing, but you've got to begin to share your thoughts in your mind. That's the only way we're going to know about them. And people are going to be asking you, what do you do? What do you want to do? So I'm going to encourage you to start passing the word, because without you doing it, they're not going to do it. Anyway, so just think about that. You can help another entrepreneur.
Yeah, and I was thinking, once you do get going, Gene, how about you say helping people? I was thinking like bartering, I'll come and I'll do this my service for you while you do what you do for me. Mm-hmm. And what I've seen a lot of guys make a mistake doing, Gene, is like they know that their product might be worth $1,000 over here, but this guy's product is only worth $100. And you say, well, I'm going to do this for him, but my product or service is worth so much more than his. Don't worry about that when you're trying to get each other going and help each other like that. Sometimes you gotta take things on the hip and or on the chin, I should say, and go ahead and help a fellow brother. Right?
Well, I'm gonna say, well, those are your comments.
Mm-hmm.
I could agree, which is okay. But it should not be about the money. Because the goal is making the money. So someone who has a lot of money probably still needs more money. They still want more money because humans just want more, more, more. It doesn't really matter. But it's the personalities, it's the connections, it's the willingness to help and take new information in. It's those things that build relationships. And the relationships are worth gold because they may last you a lifetime. But without the relationships, it's going to be very difficult for you to get anything off the ground. But anyone who has something off the ground has built relationships.
And the only way to do that is be 100% honest. If you're not honest, you ain't going to have no relationship. And that's so important in business, as we know.
Well, most people probably already know that because we do know you, whether we've never spoke with you or not. We know you because we see you all the time. And what we know about you is accurate for us. What we don't know is how much more you haven't told us or shared with us. So there's no way we can know you until you share some more. But it's important to know that what we see is what we know. But in entrepreneurship, you want to make sure you're helping others and allowing others to help you. But the bottom line is we see you. We see you left, right, up, down, front, and back. We see all of you. What we don't know is what's going to come out of your mouth. I mentioned that on another show, but in order to build a business, it's going to require others' contributions and things like that. Outside of that, you can't build or grow your business because you need customers. Mm-hmm. That's why the multi-billionaire most likely may be willing to share their thoughts with you, and you just have an idea. They've already been where you got to go.
I tell you, yeah. Something else I noticed, and I remember when I was a young man, my dad, he had came down here to Florida to go crabbing, commercial crab, and he would go ask the other watermen, well, where do you go, where can you really catch, you know, product and things like that? Well, they didn't want to sell them because they're afraid they're going to go down there and catch them all up, and then they ain't going to have none, you know what I mean? But I will tell you this, people, is that when you offer your services generally to them, to others, and your advice to others and things like that, you're always going to have plenty of business. You don't, there's not going to be the last customer. It's not going to be the last job. Always more is going to come along, and that's where karma comes into effect. What you put out and generate will come back to you, and mm-hmm. It's always going to be a positive thing. If you're putting out good, positive vibes, and you're being helpful to people, they're going to be putting out good vibes to you, and they're going to be positive back to you. That's a 100% guarantee.
Okay, we're a little bit past our break time, but yes, that's an accurate thing. We're going to take out a minute so we can take time for a little bit of break. We'll be right back, and I'm talking to Mr. Evans here, and we'll be right back to share more of our knowledge of entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Money! We all want some. I believe we all do, and as entrepreneurs, you want a little bit more than many others out there because that's what money is all about. I'm trying to get myself some. I'm over here talking to Dennis Evans, and I believe he's trying to get some as well.
Yes, sir.
And
that's why it's been such a joy meeting you, Mr. Hodge. I know that you provided services of putting people's abilities together with their talents. And so people that are out here trying to, you know, do this entrepreneur thing, your service can be immeasurable as far as helping them fine-tune their ambitions there. And I know that I'm going to use your services.
I'm going to put it like this. I'm trying to change the word. None of us have talents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, none of us have talents. Talent's the word we get taught.
Okay. Abilities?
You have abilities, but the problem is you can't see you. Okay, the whole world sees you, but they can see your abilities, but more importantly, they can see what level of ability you're carrying. You can't. You're the carrier of whatever you do. If we tell you you're talented, then you have no idea why we're telling you that, because you just do what you do.
Right. It becomes natural, I guess.
And you telling somebody you're talented, well, if they don't think so, you're in trouble. So like that, you just think about that, because and a lot of people do that.
Yeah, sometimes I don't like this. I hear what people see in me. That's just a joke, Gary, people.
I mean, but I'm just saying that it's a big world out there. We've been taught certain words and things that really have no meaning other than the meaning we put on it. But in some cases, like looking for jobs, you're trying to get gigs because you're an entrepreneur, if we don't think you're ready, then you can't make us. Mm-hmm. So when we tell you got talent, all you got to do is say yes, but you don't have no idea what we're talking about. You're just doing what you do.
You know, I sit here and I give this advice to people out there, entrepreneurs, think about going and doing their own thing. But, you know, I'm also trying to get my own thing going too. Mm-hmm. And anybody out there that is thinking about helping others, possibly with addictions or community service type work, you know, working with people with disabilities and things like that, and they want to try something new outside of a 12-step program as far as treatment goes, or different things, then please make sure that you email me, Dennis Evans, that's DennisEvans, 9824@gmail.com. And my telephone number is 240-496-1125. That's 240-496-1125. And anything that I can help you with outside of what Mr. Hodge offers, I would be glad to offer any advice for you that you need.
Okay, well, I'm glad you put it out there, and it takes time to grow or for the word to get out, but you got it out there.
Yes, sir, and I really appreciate your time.
You never know what's going to come. Mm-hmm. However, you do know that the show is being videotaped, and so it's going to be on YouTube or Facebook from now on. You can go out and check it out. Tell people to go check it out.
Yeah, so the YouTube video is Tan Talk Radio Network, and it's what, Entrepreneur Hour is the name of it?
Yes, it is.
So you can go on YouTube, Entrepreneur Hour, Tan Talk Radio, and I guess Mr. Hodge will put our information down at the bottom there in the comments.
Opportunity Hour.
Opportunity Hour. I got you. Opportunity Hour. Yes. Okay. Yes. All right.
Well, I'm just going to say, thank you very much for taking the time to come in. We've got about 2 minutes left. Is there anything you got to ask me? Anything that you observed? Any comments?
Well, how can I get in touch with you as far as the service that you provide with matching your talents to the job that would come naturally to you?
Oh, that's for people who want employment.
Mm-hmm.
There's a car right outside there. My company is called Hodgepodge Training, and you won't know what Hodgepodge is unless you go through my training.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, I've often heard of that expression in life, you know, Hodgepodge. Like, it's a bunch of things put together. It's
sure
Hodgepodge.
Is.
Yeah, it's okay.
Sure is. And so until you know what you have together, then you won't understand the word hodgepodge.
That's correct.
But anyway, but we train people based on their natural abilities, based on what they enjoy doing, like. And we get them to recognize it because the whole world recognizes it. Yeah. You can't see it because you're the carrier of it. You're the doer. So if you think about that, you're the carrier and doer as an entrepreneur as well. You can't make none of us do anything. It's when we want to do something for you because we see what you might need. And hopefully you take on those characteristics and you go share that with other people that might need something. And it doesn't matter what level you are.
Yeah. You know, maybe next week we can come back with Angel Santiago from our community services. And that's who I was working with on this thing. And maybe all three of us can put some collective thoughts together.
At some point in time, we will. Yeah. Possibly next week.
Sir.
But we'll get you in.
I'm already trying to jump on another show with you, Mr. Eugene.
Okay. Yeah, but I'd like to just say thank you very much for taking the time to come in and share what it is that you're doing, because that's what I'm here for.
Yes, sir. Yep. You know, we can make a better world out here, guys. We really can. We got an opportunity, and now's the time to do it. Things are getting ready to change, and you're getting ready to see if you don't know.
All right. Well, thank you very, very much for coming in. And,
yes, sir. God bless you. Yes.
Anyway, so, yeah. But I really like that. But that's very quickly, 30 seconds, can you give me one tip that would help somebody else out there?
If you can find a career or a job as far as entrepreneurship on your own that you enjoy and it comes naturally to you, I don't care if it's spinning yo-yos or riding a skateboard or whatever it is, make it your business, because that's what you do the best and you will be successful. And a lot of hard work, though, a lot of hard work. You know, and don't let that scare you, because hard work comes easy when you're doing something you enjoy.
Great. That's what I say all the time. But I'm also going to say there's no such thing as hard work either. Hard work is in my mind.
Just, when I was younger, people say hard work, and that would scare me. But you know one thing? Work is fun. You have fun at work. I don't care what you do. Most time you have fun. We're not in the whips and chains and slavery days, guys. You're getting paid. You're laughing. You're joking. You're drinking. You're eating while you're there. You're joking. You're having fun. Bye.
Okay, our time's up. You're hearing Frank Sinatra singing My Way. As an entrepreneur, you have an opportunity to go do it your way. It's your thought, your idea. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up next. And go out there and go do your business. And feel free to come back and share it with you, because we would like to help you to get your business out there. And this is what we're here for as far as entrepreneurs.
Yes,
and go out and do it, because it's yours. And tell the world what you got done based on little input from us. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.